aid. For more information, please call 530-472-3357 or visit them on the web at hoferconstruction.com. And that is hoferconstruction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for their generous support of community radio.
Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, and you are listening to KKRN Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And thank you for coming in and spending your afternoon hour with us here on Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Hutchins, your host, and I'm just thrilled today as we have the old Kennett String Band in the studio today bringing you some live music, and we're going to talk about the Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival that'll be taking place July 23rd in Manton. But today we're going to start right off with the old Kennett String Band. We have Carolyn Fauble, Amy Vaux, Tim Garrison, and George Fredson in the studio. Four-part harmony, bluegrass, and they're just going to start off winding down the road for us. So welcome to the studio.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, guys, thanks for coming up the hill and taking the time out of your very busy schedules to come let us know about this very important festival that's going to be taking place. But let's get started off this 4th of July weekend. Since it's past noon, and it is Friday, I think it is officially the 4th of July weekend.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, let's get it off with some good bluegrass, four-part harmony from the old Kennett String Band on KKRN.
Well, I got a bulldog.
Right there by your
left me here to weep a tear, sing this old sad song. Angelina flies so high, she'll never see the town. And in my mind, she's apple pie, just laying on the ground. I hear Angelina sing the 4th day of July. Sad song of a love that's gone, it always makes me cry.
Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone.
She left me here to weep a tear, sing the so sad song. Early on a Sunday morning, sunny summer day, I went for Angelina and they said you'd gone away. Don't know where to find you, cause I don't know where you are. And you left me here to weep a tear, play this old guitar.
Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone.
She left me here to weep a tear, sing this old sad song.
Welcome back to the studio live with old Kennett String Band on Locomotion Machine on KKRN. And in case you just tuned in, you've been listening to the old Kennett String Band as they're giving you just a little flavor of what's going to be taking place July 23rd at the Summer Mountain Music Fest and Art Music and Arts Festival. And we're going to ask a few questions about this upcoming event. George, tell me a little bit about this upcoming second annual Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival.
Okay, first of all, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the second, it's the second annual, actually, festival, Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival. We had a real successful one last year. We had probably more than 400 people up there, probably expecting about 600 this year.
And so you know what, with 400 people last year, it wasn't crowded.
No. We figure when there's 4,000, it'll get crowded.
Okay, then.
It'll be up at the beautiful Cedar Crest Vineyards in Manton, of course, July 23rd. Gates open at 10 o'clock. Music starts at 11 and it'll probably run until probably 9 o'clock at night. We got some great bands booked this year. Our headliner band is a band that we just got the chance to see and play with down in Grass Valley at the Father's Day Bluegrass Festival.
One Button Suit.
Yeah. Starting at the early in the morning, the 11 o'clock band's going to be the Mountain Messengers, a local band from Reading. The next band up is Loosely Strung. They're a band from Red Bluff. The Locals, band from, actually, Jerry Rose is an awesome flat picker. He lives up in Mount Shasta. And
Tom Spence
and Jacob Akana.
Jacob Akana.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
The Skillman Sisters are going to play. Wonderful, beautiful harmony, great group. Jim Cook Band. Matthew Songmakers Band is going to be playing there again this year. The Old Kennett String Band, I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah.
We've added a cute factor, too. Martha Boyle's going to bring her three little fiddling girls up there and do a tweener for us.
All right.
And as it gets a little closer to the end of the festival, One Button Suit's going to do an hour set there. They're our headliner band. Wonderful group. Nice people. And then people are ready to dance. We got the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. They've played around here locally, wonderful group, great high energy group. And then we're going to end the night with a group called Reckoning. They played there last year. They do Grateful Dead music. And by that time, all the spirits are out and consumed, and people are out there dancing, having a big time. You can get your tickets in Reading. You can pick them up at the Brass Reed and the Music Connection. If you're up in Manton, you can pick them up at Manton Corners, or you can just buy them at the gate. $10 for an adult, children 12 and under are free. Parking's free. Should be a great day of music. So if you need more information, just Google Summer Mountain Music Festival. There's plenty of hits up on the internet, and we've got a Facebook page, and we've got our website for the California State Old Time Fiddlers. So if you need some information, check it out.
All right, yes. And, well, hey, Tim, George, feel the same pretty good about the music scenario. What else besides the music can folks expect at the festival?
Why, there's beer.
And not only beer, but it's craft beer there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. The Cedarcrest, they actually, at our last festival, they just rolled out their new craft beer line. So it's really good. I've tasted all that they have. That's good. So we've got artists showing up. So we've got food, beer, wine, music, sunshine, sunscreen, folding chairs, and all of that.
Right, and up there on that hillside, it has that a little bit of a breeze that comes through the vineyard area and helps cool it down there a little cooler than it is in the valley. That's another great draw.
We've ordered good weather.
Have you right,
probably
George?
10 degrees cooler than it is in the valley.
So yeah, 10 to 15 degrees cooler than down in the valley, so we're going to be up enjoying the cool breezes in Manton.
Okay. Hey, Amy, let's get your voice in here on this. Are there opportunities for our community members to help volunteer and become part of this festival?
There are. In fact, it's good that you asked me because I'm the volunteer coordinator. So if you go to our website for the festival and leave me your contact information, I'll get a hold of you. Otherwise, I have a sign-up genius going on. How what's the best way for them to get into that? Because I've been sending it out.
They can find us on Facebook at North State Fiddlers on Facebook, and then it's northstatefiddlers.com of the website, and there's a contact information form that people can fill out.
Just give me a holler, and I will contact you. We have shifts ranging from helping to set up and shifts in the pie booth to sell pies, tear down runners to go get ice down at the local store there. So lots of places. If you have any desire to be a part of making it great, give us a holler and we'll get back to you and you can join in on the fun.
And there's also some benefits that come along with being a volunteer.
There are, yes. If you do full shift, you will get free admission into the festival in addition to, I believe, a meal and beverage ticket.
I believe so, too.
Yes,
yep.
So that's what you said. Checking with the powers that be here behind me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Carolyn, like I know last year they had some great raffle and silent auction things. Can you tell us a little bit something about that raffle and silent auction?
We're real excited about our raffle this year because last year we had a banjo, And this year we have not only a banjo, but wait, there's more. We also have a fiddle that we're giving away. The banjo was generously donated by Music Connection, and the fiddle by the Brass Reed. These are brand new instruments, and we'll be selling raffle tickets up there and be giving away both of them right there at the festival.
And there's always a just a great supply of raffle type items too besides that.
We've got the instruments for raffle, and then we're going to have a fair number of baskets for our silent auction.
Right.
And we've got some fun things there for you. One is a couple tickets to Waterworld, and along with some other goodies. And we've also got tickets for Oak Song Music Society concerts, along with other goodies, plus other baskets that'll have fun things in them. And that's for the silent auction.
Okay, great. Well, we'll talk about this a little bit more. Why don't you guys go ahead and break in a tune? I see I got a caller on here. I'm going to go answer that phone while you guys do a little more music. How about that? You know that I did have a caller just now that wanted me to let you know that they're listening to you streaming on the internet, and her name is Colleen, and Colleen is from Hurricane, Utah.
Hi, Colleen.
Yeah, so, how you doing?
All right, and I also had another caller that I just happen to know that this person just got a new camper. Oh. And they were wanting to know if there's going to be camping available up there on site, or is it going to...
Actually, we have the potential for camping. If they'll get in touch with me, I can give them all the information. We're making room for the bands first, and then if there's extra space available, it's going to be at the Wild Horse Sanctuary. They've agreed to let us throw up some tents there and park some RVs, so have them get a hold of me, and They can reach me by phone or email. Just go up on the website and you can find my contact information there.
And that website being the
North State Fiddlers.
Right. On Facebook as well as NorthStateFiddlers.com.
www.NorthStateFiddlers.com.
Right. And now, the sanctuary is pretty close to the vineyard,
yeah.
Sir?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, you know, within a couple miles.
Yeah, right. Great. Yeah. All right, then. Sorry to interrupt that. break your train of thought on that going. So, yeah, just take off again, guys.
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of neat because I've got the internet's a wonderful thing. I've got people in four states, relatives and friends. Pete and Rita up in Washington. Mm-hmm. Linda, my cousin in Texas. My sister down Fort Bragg. So,
Colleen in Utah.
Anyway, shout out to them. And Joanne's listening, too. She's up in Manton.
Hi, Mom.
When a boy goes wrong and leaves his home, he'll pass by the good of his town. So God will lend him your hand and help him to stand. Be kind to a man while he's down. Forgive and forget, there's good in him, yet he'll drink his sorrows to drown.
That's good sound advice, huh?
Yeah. It's our philanthropical offering.
Well, you know, bluegrass is full of philosophy.
Kicking men when they're down.
Yeah. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN and Old Kennett String Bands in the studio and talking about sound and Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival, as well as giving you just a taste of some of the great music you're going to hear there. And Tim, George mentioned earlier that, and you did too, that there's going to be food, wine, beer, and some crafts. Is there other things that's going to be available? What else could there be available?
Yeah, you know, I know a guy, his name is Gary Thomas, and he worked down in Hollywood. He worked on movie sets and things like that, so he painted backdrops for movies probably that you guys have seen, and he's also a wonderful artist. Last year, he painted a whole mural up there. This year, during the event, and so this year he's going to be doing sculpting, sculpture, and we have some other artists that are going to show up and doing selling some stuff, but they're also going to be painting during the whole process. So that was kind of one of the things we kind of it's a music and arts festival, so we're still working on building up the arts part of that, but we will have live artists painting, and so that should be fun.
Kids activity.
Yeah, kids activities and all with music going on, so it should be. a feast for the ears and the eyes.
All right, yeah. I really enjoyed that live mural painting last year. And gosh, what did they ever end up doing with that? Do you know?
It's at the Grange. It's in the Millville Grange.
In the Millville Grange. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
That's a great backdrop.
I would have seen that last weekend, but it got canceled, didn't it, because of the Susanville Bluegrass Festival. Busy time of year for the musicians here in the North State.
You got to set priorities.
That's right. And well, you know, this event is, I know it's put on by the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, District 6, but there are some other great sponsors that support the festival this year. Can you, George, can you let us know who gets to share the credit for
it? We've been really fortunate to find some people that are very generous to help support it. Lithium Motors are in Reading. They're a big supporter. We had all of our printing done and donated by Palisadro Printing. Joey out there has been real helpful getting that
Joey
done.
Yeah.
She does a lot of good stuff for us. You know, Tama County Arts Council, Oak Song Society, they've been supportive to us. Tri-Counties Bank, Dr. Bruce Farrell, my dentist, came across. He even donated not only a cash donation, but also a $200 tooth whitening. And of course, we got the banjo from Music Connection. Brass Reed provided us with a fiddle. You know, we got a lot of nice stuff, not only cash donations, but services that have helped us out. And of course, KKRN has partnered with us to do promotions.
Yay
KKRN. They've done that for 2 years. It's so nice to have friends like the folks at KKRN that are willing to promote the festival for us. And we've had some wonderful experiences partnering up with them. So we really appreciate that.
Well, thanks, George. And, you know, listening to everybody that is participating in that, we're at KKRN, we're running with a good crowd.
Yeah.
Thanks for allowing us to be a part of that, too.
Thanks for including us.
Mutually beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to KKRN on this 4th of July weekend. And here with the Old Kennett String Band talking about the Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival, Cedar Crest Vineyards, July 23rd. And the Old Kennett's going to get back to music while I answer the phone. Once again, you guys are lighting it up. Too bad this wasn't a pledge drive.
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
Go, George.
I call home.
agenda.
No. You're listening to Locomotion Machine and Old Kennett String Band. They're unmistakable. Four-part harmony, one of my favorite groups here in the Great North State, and they're just gearing up for another song right here. Thanks for tuning in, and I want to introduce the players here while they're tuning up and stuff. We've got George Fritzen on his guitar, Tim Garrison on mandolin, Carolyn Fauble on the stand-up bass, and Amy Vogt on the banjo, and of course they all sing, and that's what makes it so great, that four-part harmony, and here they are doing it in three parts. Well, here comes Amy. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do gentle on my mind.
Two things you should never neglect: aircraft maintenance and banjo tuning.
Well, we appreciate you for getting that thing in tune.
I bumped into the bookshelf and threw it all off. Oh, we're gonna do gentle on my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's great do that. Song. I heard a version of this by Molly Tuttle that I fell in love with. So.
Okay.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some light.
Amy Vogt of, is that right? Vogt?
Vogt. Like Vogt. Provoked or provoked, yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah. Wonderful voice, Amy. And,
thank you.
Once again, you got the chicken bumps on me. I just love her voice. And,
you're sweet.
And gosh, yeah, you're tuned in to KKRN, an old Kennett string band in the studio, bringing you some of the, just a sweet little taste of some of the music you're going to hear July 23rd at the second annual Summer Mountain Music Arts and Arts Festival that's going to take place at Cedar Crest Vineyards in Manton. And you can get all the information for this festival on their Facebook page, Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival, as well as the NorthStateFiddlers.com website. And I want to let people know that you can get your tickets today at the Brass Reed and the Music Connection and at the Mountain Corners Grocery Store. And, of course, the tickets will be available at the door. Kids 12 and under are free, which means that if you're over 12, you get to pay. But the amount is so nominal that it's not even worth mentioning. And being community radio, I'm not supposed to mention that amount, but I tell you, it is worth the drive over there to Manton. And you know something, I've lived up here in the North State since 1963 and been going up to Manton off and on throughout my life, and always turned left at Manton from Red Bluff and went up to Grace and Nora Lake. Last year was the first time I turned right. And went up the hill where Cedar Crest Vineyards is. And there's quite a few vineyards up there. But
yeah, there's a whole string of vineyards up there.
It was a real eye-opener. It's just a completely different scenario. Beautiful. And Cedar Crest Vineyard is such a great place and great people. And I'm so grateful that they opened us up to the for this music and arts festival. And the kids, this is a family-friendly event, very family-friendly. Like I say, last year they had about 400 people, and there was just plenty of room, and it was a great time. I'm really looking forward to it again this year. The old-time fiddlers, what are you going to do with the money that you raise?
Well, our sound system is really, really heavy, so we're looking at buying a better sound system that's easier to carry. And all of that, but one of the things that did come out of this with a fundraiser is a fiddle lesson scholarship program that we're going to be setting up to both support the local fiddle teachers and give kids fiddle lessons, kind of give them that part of life.
Right, and that's kind of what the old time fiddler is about. It's keeping this grassroots music alive in America, and which I think is so very crucial, because it is our heritage. This music is our heritage, and without folks like you keeping this music alive,
We've got a lot of great. We've raised up a lot of great fiddlers in the Northern California area. We kind of have our own fiddle style that's come out of that. The contest fiddling that goes on. Scott Joss, a fiddler for
Merle
Haggard. He kind of came out of our world. And
Scott Johnson, the Sidemen. Is that he's still with the Sidemen? Is that his group?
Yep. And so just lots of really, really great fiddlers that have come up. And so that is our heritage. And
right.
So the scholarship fund kind of falls in line with our mandate.
And I know you folks, you do a lot of the craft fairs throughout Shasta County, as well as the bluegrass festivals. And you play the convalescent homes, and you're such great members of our community. I thank you for everything you all do. And George, I know that you're real involved with the veterans in our area. Are you going to the veterans, the old vets going to be coming up?
We're going to haul them up there again. Yeah, we're going to load a busload of them bunch of them on the bus and take them up there. They really enjoy that. They had such a good time last year. California Veterans Home, wonderful place. An $88 million facility filled with about 150 veterans, and I'm one of them. I live there.
Right,
it's like
yeah.
a five-star hotel with a hospital option when you need it. Well, wonderful place. Yeah. Wonderful place.
Yeah, well, we thank you for taking care of our old vets, and headed that way myself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, you are tuned in to Locomotion Chain. We got about 15 minutes left. Let's hear some more music, and then we'll come back on and talk a little bit more about this great event coming up on July 23rd. Yeah, you're tuned into KKRN, and I want to remind everybody that we are a grassroots listener-supported radio station. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become a part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org, click on the Donate tab. That's enough of that pandering. Let's hear some good music.
The song goes out to the folks at Manton Corners. You can get tickets there. Last year's festival, they got stuck with a whole bunch of ice, and they're still our friends, so we like them a lot. So.
You're listening to the old Kenneth String Band on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. And got a little note here from Don Fennell, just wrote and told me. Don Fennell, he has a program on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m., Lost and Found. And Don Fennell says he just loves this brand, this band. And while you guys were playing, had a call from, I believe his name was Robert, down in Anderson, and you're entertaining his whole neighborhood. So.
Awesome. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to appreciate everybody that has called in. And sometimes it's a little hard for me to answer the phone when the group is playing. But thanks for supporting them and supporting Roots Music. And we're once again, Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival on Cedar Crest Vineyard, July 23rd. Guys, we got 12 more minutes. How many more can you squeeze in?
Two or three.
I was thinking six or seven, but do what you can, would you?
You'd have to play them really fast to get 6 or 7.
That's how bluegrass is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Train wreck.
It's
the Old Guinness String Band on KKRN, your local community radio station. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in this 4th of July weekend. Old Guinness String Band talking about the Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival. Getting towards the end of the program. It's getting hard for me.
Yeah.
This event is going to be taking place July 23rd. It's going to run from, the gates open at 10. Music starts at 11 a.m. They said that the poster says it runs to 8 p.m., but I tell you what, these bluegrass folks, they go into the night.
We don't know how to tell time so well.
You're on mountain time, that's right. But it'll go until at least 8 a.m. Kids 12 and under are free. Craft beer and wine from Cedar Crest Vineyards. Going to have food vendors there. Arts and crafts. Raffle and a silent auction. Tickets available at the Brasserie, the Music Connection, Manton Corners Grocery Store. And you can get all the information you want at www.northstatefiddlers.com and North State Fiddlers Facebook page. And guys, let's just keep going with it, huh?
Thanks.
Hit it.
People know, I know that this is very busy time of the year for local musicians, but do you guys have any gigs that you have open dates for that people can contact you for private parties? Or
they pretty much have to give us a call and see if we're not busy. So
yeah.
We're going to be playing at another festival here later in the summer in September. We're invited back to play at the McLeod Bluegrass Festival. That's going to be in September on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, I think, up there. Got a 2-day. We'll be playing two sets, one Saturday and one Sunday up there. So.
Okay, cool. Hey, we'll talk about that as that date rolls around. I wanted to remind people that next week on Locomotion, I'm going to be playing some of the musicians that are going to be playing at the 12th Summer String Summit up there in at the Ford Theater at the College of the Siskiyou's Kenneth Ford Theater, and well as someone George that is going to be playing at this Cedar Crest Vineyard, the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. I have some new music that Miracle Mile Records has sent in. We're going to be hearing next week. And we got about 3 minutes left, guys. Let's run through one more time. What's happening July 23rd in Manton?
The Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival.
That's right.
And just for a rundown of some of the folks that are going to be there, One Button Suit, Buckhorn Mountain Stompers, Reckoning, the Jim Cook Band, Old Kenneth String Band, Matthew Songmaker, The Locals, The Mountain Messengers, and a few more that I'm missing here. I have to look at Georgia's on here.
We got, this is the band schedule right there.
Okay, oh, Loosely Strung, that's who I did say. Loosely Strung, Martha Boyle and the girls are going to be there, as well as the Skillman Sisters. We're going to go out today listening to some more of an old Janet String Band. Thanks for coming up, y'all, and we'll see you at the festival, if not sooner. What do you got, something going on this weekend?
Yep, I'm going to be playing up at the Wild Horse Sanctuary on Sunday. Just, we're going to... some of us are going to go up there and just jam, provide a little campfire music.
Right, and that's up in Manton, too, as well, right?
Right. Spend a lot of time up there.
Okay, great. Well, here they are one more time as we go out. Locomotion with Shane, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next Friday. Have a safe and sane 4th of July.
Winter's coming on. Oh, we're going to do
it? So winter's coming on, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, old Kenneth String Band.